King Raw, rap game raw. I'm rap Godzilla, biz rap King Kong.
I'm rap King Kong, free rap Godzilla. Coming with the light, R.P. to J. Dilla. It's B.I. double, ready, set, go. I'm Larry Holmes with the hook, heavy set flow. Deion Sanders with the team, yeah, I'm special. A-Wax, who got my snaps on a petrol? Let's go, Kane and Menace, get my jack on. Rest in peace, the bundles, I get my stack on. Like Umar Johnson, I get my black on. Like Nas and Jigga, I get my rap on. As a youngin', all I wanted was a rap. Long strap on, no porn site, got my jack on. Me and Freeway, Godzilla, and Rap King Kong. I'm outside like Nims with it, bing bong. This is no illusion, this is my intrusion. Move, bitch, like Ludacris, hit a blueprint. Jay-Z, I Rockefeller if he don't pay me. Patrick, make him dirty dance. Listen, I punch lines like a coke fiend. Got your iron out, but you ain't plugged in. No steam, soft ass rappers, y'all talk baby shit. You might wanna Google me, who you think you playing with? B.I. double and never mind, you know the rest. Got the juice, man, I'm Gucci, no bold to crest. A lot of weight on my trap, so let me show the press. I done been through it all, ain't got no regrets. B.I.
King Raw, rap King Raw. I'm rap Godzilla, biz rap King Kong.
I'm rap King Kong, free rap Godzilla. Coming with the light, R.P. to J. Dilla.
Big King Raw, rap King Raw. I'm rap Godzilla, biz rap King Kong.
I'm rap King Kong, free rap Godzilla. Coming with the light, R.P. to J. Dilla.
Hey, freeze, the best flow, I don't get air. Cause the vision impaired, hammers coming pairs like no Philly flames. Could've took that flame thrower, no I'm not. Sissy off the liquor, will I tag him with the blicker? Yeah, look at strength to lay in the cut. Do I pop up, pick out, and squeeze my victim? Fat bones, I'm also known to slap that tongue. Stupid motherfucker, never leave your strap at home. I got that milk, get your milk, get her under quote, leave her until. Then I send her ass back home, head over hill. Nigga, this is how we do, so true, like my hit song. What we do is wrong, if a nigga try to ride on ours, tell him so long, type him with the slip, and six niggas gonna have to lift him. Six niggas talking shit, six die with him. I will not miss him, found him a ditch. I'd rather be judged by 12 than carried by six. I'm like Velveeta when I heat him, bury his shells. Bury the witnesses too, so nobody can tell. I use a riot phone, well, turn niggas to mist. Yeah.
Big King Raw, rap game raw. I'm rap Godzilla, biz rap King Kong. I'm rap King Kong, free rap Godzilla. Coming with the light, R.P. to J. Dilla.
Big King Raw, rap game raw. I'm rap Godzilla, biz rap King Kong.
I'm rap King Kong, free rap Godzilla. Coming with the light, R.P. to J. Dilla.
Dirty. Yeah, DJ Sincere in the building, Dirty Basement Radio. You know what it is. We back in the building once again. All right. Just finished listening to that banger right there from my folks over at Dominion Hill. That was Biz the Prince alongside of Freeway. All right. That King Kong Godzilla joint's going crazy. All right. Stomping over everything right now. Just like the movie, right? The song, the movie is going crazy right now. I need to figure out a way to get that on the re-release soundtrack or something. I don't know. Have to see what's up with that. All right. But we're in the building once again. All right, for another fantastic show today. Big shout out to everybody who was in the building yesterday. All right, for the ATL Live show. All right, the ATL Live show was crazy yesterday. All right, our first real episode of the ATL Live show, our first official episode. You know what I mean? Big shout out to everybody who was in the building. Big shout out to the Tylers. All right. The co-host for the ATL Live show. Big shout out, of course, to Mr. Raw. Big shout out to Nicole Gobert, Nightingale. Nightingale, crazy yesterday. yesterday's show was lit. All right, if you missed any part of that, all right, you want to go back and you want to check that, but keep your kids away from the radio. This is Grown Folks Radio. That's a fact. That's a whole fact. All right, we're going to try to take it easy today. I know I say that all the time, and it never quite works out. But after yesterday, all right, I think I need some time to recuperate, all right? So you know, I have to try to get over my PTSD. All right, I don't want to increase its intensity, all right, or its frequency after yesterday's episode. All right, so we're going to try to calm our nerves today. All right, we're going to try to relax our nerves today, y'all. All right, and just rock out with some good music. A couple things to talk about, as always. A couple things on my mind. I got Mr. Roy in the building right now. Big shout out to him after he gets settled in. We got to talk about a couple things. All right, this whole J. Cole and Kendrick Lamar situation. All right, is you know, it's coming going kind of quick. It's coming going kind of quick in a whole lot of ways. But you know, we got to wait and see what Drake is going to do and see if he's going to respond and how that's going to go. And you know, we'll see. All right, but I'm gonna chop it up a little bit later on with Mr. Roy about the subject, and maybe we'll talk some battle rap. I haven't talked any battle rap in a while. See if Mr. Roy is up on his battle rap shenanigans. All right, 563-999-3050 is the call-in number. Got a couple of updates to talk about also. We talked about a bunch of things yesterday in the news and the goings-on, you know, the earthquake here in New York and the eclipse that happened the last Monday just passed, and, you know, a few other things going on. But there's still some things left that we do have to discuss, so we're going to get to that a little bit later on in the show. 563-999-3050. Once again, that is the number. 563-999-3050. All right, big shout out to Remedy Cold Sweat. Hopefully we'll be able to catch up with her today a little bit later on, see if she, I can get her in the building and get some feedback from her on some of the latest goings on. All right, talking to some folks behind the scene, and we're working on a few things. So definitely stay tuned. All right, you know, we stay busy. All right, let's see what we're going to get into as we proceed to give you what you need. Let me see what I got on deck that I want to rock out to get it started. I always have this problem. I pick that first song and I'm good, and then after I come on the airways and I start to chop it up a little bit with y'all and do the introduction, then I'm like, well, what am I going to play now? Because I really don't come up with a playlist ahead of time. Say, okay, I'm going to play this, I'm going to play that, I'm going to play this, I'm going to play that. Nah, I usually go with how I feel and what's pumping and you know, what I, you know, what I feel like I want to vibe with today. I think we're going to do this right here. I haven't played this one in a minute. This is Attic Select alongside Ghostface and Raekwon. This is Unpredictable. Dirty Basement Radio is just getting warm. We'll be right back.
Wu-Tang style.
You and Wu-Tang is for what?
Static Select.
Static, you and Peace, bro. Cashmere Picos. Fella caught a fortune off a casino. Rigging out, I'm giving out free smoke. Hate or love to doubt ace. I live in the kitchen baking pound cakes. Supreme clientele, never clout chase. Global mogul, ex-lover, I ain't trying to hold you. Watch me gain power like I changed in the phone booth. Low brim, soldier slim, cover me, I'm going in. Fucking with him, they gon' notify your closest kin. Static on the track, like an old dusty 45. Static on my back, stack the old rusty 45. You caught the vibe, that's on any given Sunday. Ready with the drum play, I'm heavy with the feng shui. I must say, I'm up now, in spite of all my goals, they try to shut down. I'm still worth millies on the bus down. So savage, total my average, that's ghost status. Addict, feening for these lines, that's a coke habit.
Yo, ghost lethal, like the diamonds on a handle on a desert eagle. I pop like an old record with a thin needle. I got verses in the safe written in Hebrew. Back the fuck up, yeah. I'll catch a bullhead we call Onyx. Once in a while, get my dick sucked. Yeah, listening to Delphonics. Old rituals, make it until it's visual. How you gonna kill a ghost knowing he's invisible? Every time I slide, I'm leaving my hoes miserable. I'll be back like my money on residuals. Space table, cutting everything fatal. Yeah, stronger than whiskey, lemon 7 and Quaalude. Yeah, had 1,000 wobbles on the cover of my debut. Daytona 500 in a Babe Ruth. 95, the first nigga with a Jesus. I jumped ship, I chose Tito, hey,
yo,
great goose.
What we doing? The quarter in chase, pulling up new ones. The chain with the sheepdog on. Breezy brewing these individuals who got change, you barely know them. Since my niggas took off the stock and cast the cooling, your fire sour with gasoline burners light up. Any microphone in the mix get lit right up. Kip power, everything is sell for a sick dollar. Crashing up Cullinan's Royce, give me a holler, yo, the greatness. Sorta like tapes in the Matrix, all butter soft shit on. You know the way, bitches, the pharaohs only rock gold at the galas. Champagne wars with sneaky whores, we smell them. Rip rap, any adversary, I twist that. All I need again is a drunk dick and a kickback. You know them niggas, yup, woo niggas. When it come to partnership, parking shit, shark
if
shit.
If I ride with you, vibe with you, I side with you. This is my scripture, next to greatness is my picture. I don't like bitches, but trick a finger, just my flick it. Take your life in them, guys with you can die with you. I'm a fly figure, network in the nine figures. Like I'm lying if you know when that line hit you. Draw the line, mister, get out of line. You line skipper, you get line quicker. I'm fitting all of you line snippers.
Shot calling, but y'all triggered this y'all business. It's Paul killing the slum village, we all dealers. And y'all feel us, the feeling feel like we all members, like we all winners. Unless I'm hungry, then y'all dinner. Yum, finger licking sound of the drum. When I'm money hungry, lick my finger counting my funds. Take a finger from me, well then I'ma count on my thumb. Or count on my accountant when I'ma count on my one.
Yo, yo, this Aguilar Don Bishop, and I'm back outside, and check out my new heat playing now on Dirty Basement Radio with DJ Sincere. Tap in, you already.
Yo, yo, this is your boy, No Other Than Propane Campaign Zone, Aguilar Don Bishop. You already know we're about to drop that Not For Grammy Consideration, produced by yours truly, Aguilar the Don, Dirty Basement Radio. Set that off, man. Let's tell them what we do.
Propane Campaign and Teenage Engineering presents the K-O-2 tape by Gala to Don Bishop.
K-O-2 tape. 2024, I got a new approach. I know a lot of artists, but I never play them close. Cats talk behind the back, straight telling the jokes. Ain't nothing to laugh about when we know niggas is broke. Let the internet verify and tell you it's dope. Deceived by the fame and bright lights, losing the hope. I got the target on lock right under the scope. Riding out with Lizard family, life is getting revoked. I know the dry pain, like in every note, stay afloat. Like the whole move on a ferry boat. You ain't crossing the river unless you gon' pay the toll. It's like the Greek myth, some had to pay with souls. It feels cold when I drop the rolls. Told them that this life is full of number ebbs and flows. Y'all still going through the highs and lows. I separate myself from you average shows. This is hard work and dedication. I'm not here for the Grammy consideration. No hateration, we giving motivation. It's going way up, you know the destination. Yeah. It's going way up, you know the destination. Yeah.
You already.
It's going way up, you know the destination. Yeah.
I took this far work to newer heights. They need to lock me up the way I've been killing these mics. You want a bigger stage, you get the brighter lights. Get the tail numbers, we doing private flights. Yo, y'all trying to get a slice of life. This is not a gamble, we ain't scrambling to roll the dice. Pop the champagne, it's cold off the ice. Cats know the worth, yo, you gotta pay the price. Cause it's frauds out here, still moving sights. Claiming real all day, but they not the type. And they ain't seeing a vision, get them out my sight. Y'all ain't hear me right, listen, I'm prepared to fight. This is that KO2 tape, you heard it right. Aguilar the Don, yo, make sure you word it right. Legendary moves, something further like. Hit you with a sample, something like a prototype.
Yeah, this is hard work and dedication. I'm not here for the Grammy consideration. No hateration, we giving motivation. It's going way up, you know the destination. Yeah. It's going way up, you know the destination. Yeah. It's going way up, you know the destination. Yeah.
Down, make it simple for you niggas. Yo, I remember standing on that block, just like yesterday. D's pull up with the captain, then I run. I turn to street shit into corporate, a pot to an office. I give you how to be a rapper 101. First you gotta be nice with it. I built my shit ciphering. Long hours in dark studios, that was the price of it. Syllables, details, Spoon's house where I tightened it. Then I got so nice I looked up and I wasn't writing it. Closer to your dream now, you ready for a team now. Niggas who keep you focused, the only ones you should be round. I chose the hustlers who was with me holding the streets down. We making dope money off of an MP3 file. in every weed spot, every club, every barber shop, till everything's locked. Make sure when the people speak your name, that everything stop. Now look at you, you lit, you getting 24 feature. Your old hoes gotta hit your manager to reach her. Your niggas think you changed, nah, that change made you a thinker. You seen this game break the best of them, it's getting deeper. Remember to stay grounded, don't let it make you to a diva. You know them little traps feed on rat beefs and leeches. The jack boys are sneakier, them tax boys can see you. Your security and lawyers, then enjoy you with your feet up. Got the labels calling you, they fly you out to talk to you, lowballing you, and kinda still doubt if they can market you.
What?
Turn it down and show them that your number wasn't arguable. And when they double back, you charge them triple what they offered you. This how you rap. They probably thought this was a coke song, cause so far I've been in industry's Omar. Turned this shit into snowfall. Go off every chance that I get, I guess I'ma show off. Flaw on any beat that you play, I feel like I showed y'all. When I was up and coming, I had your favorites up and running. Had them dodging features with me. When my album dropped, they ducking. I do press runs, they get quiet around that time, I don't hear nothing. When they drop, I'm in they city, I'm outside like I've been hunting. Ball shit, invest in my own paper now, like fuck it. Built another source of income, cause rap alone won't cut it. Don't leave no money on the table, let's meet and discuss the budget. If they let me go today, my own career, I can fund it. How they gon' weigh out your legacy, how the critics gon' judge it. Is your chapter gon' be legendary status when they shut it? Some word delivery, adding some versatility, double your workability, and now you know how to
remember
be a rap.
Standing on that block, just like yesterday, these pull up with the captain, then I run. I turned the street shit into corporate, a pot to an office. I give you how to be a rapper 101.
I remember standing on that block, just like yesterday. These pull up with the captain, then I run.
Yeah,
I turned the street shit into corporate, a pot to an office. I give you how to be a rapper 101. Nigga.
Yeah. We be schooling them here all day. You know what I mean? If you need to learn what you need to learn about this business, it's definitely a place to be. All right, now, Mr. Raw can teach you how to rap. I can teach you a bunch of other stuff. You know what I'm saying? But if you want to learn how to rap, talk to Mr. Raw. You can talk to my man, Big Maka. Big shout out to him. He's in the building right now. All right, big shout out to my dude, Black Caesar, on the check-in. Now, he can't rap, but, you know, that's the guru over there. He do a bunch of other stuff as far as this whole technology thing. And if you want to learn about crypto and NFTs and, you know, all that kind of stuff, then that's definitely the man to talk to. He can definitely school you on that aspect. Matter of fact, I might have to hit him up later on after the show. I do understand some things are, you know, bubbling with the Bitcoin. The Bitcoin might make a return and a bounce back and you know, things like that. So I guess we'll have to see. I guess we'll have to see. Let me see what Black Caesar trying to hit me up behind the scenes right now. Yeah, he's on the check-in. He's checking out the show. All right, now, if you're too shy for the telephone or if you're, you know, involved in other kind of stuff, you can always stream us also online. You can always stream us online when we are live, all right, on the website. Or you can also check us out in syndication on the various platforms that carry us during the course of the week. All right, now, you know, I'm the independent artist's best friend. All right, and we'd be rocking what we call the Go or No here. Now, there's sometimes, you know, we come across songs that actually do kind of well. So I think I'm going to jump into a couple of these songs right now. At least one song in particular did real well just the other week, the week before last, when we had our last edition of Going No. So on deck right now, this is new music by a new artist. Goes by the name of Joe West, and it features A Boogie with the Hoodie. This is called Switch.
Yeah, I bring all the dogs out, got them right at the doghouse. We in the tropic now, can't do no talking now. Coming from where I'm from, gotta talk like this. Watch both ways, I'm worried about who gon' switch. It come from this way, that way. It come from this way, that way. It come from this way, that way. It come from this way, that way, this way, that way. Ooh, ooh. You know what's going on every time I drive. I'm at the crib and I'm sitting in the skybox. Trap still boom like hot tops. Everybody wanna know what I got. Still coming from my spot. I was just riding the act. Now I can slide in the Maybach. Hey, I'm not keeping it quiet. Hate on me loud, but they see me in silence. Hey, you got a lane, but I got me a plane. So I am the pilot. Hey, roses are red, my hunnids are blue, my bitch name is Violet. Hey, I'm keeping the peace on both of my sides. For one is for violence. Wait. On horizon, I'm with the gang, deeper than Verizon. Hey, I told her the crew is rising. Hey, she told me her moon is rising. Hey, that ain't the only thing rising. Hop on this lap, give you something to slide with. Hit you with my team, she vibrant. Might wet up the blood like a hydrant. Yeah, I bring all the dogs out, got them right at the doghouse. We in the tropic now, can't do no talking now.
that thing he gon' pick on me. 2 million injuries all on me. These niggas my sons, many me. Running up on these commas every week. Spend 100 on Elliot in my sleep. Hop out the earth and jump in another V. For that bounty, my niggas is turning 100. You already know when they come to me. But she know how we rockin', say that. Put her feet on her headrest way back. Don't be worried, you're safe and it's me back. I got killers behind me while I'm chasing my dreams. No cap, no cap. Make it scary though, running up like a marathon. Killing, I'm in a burial. Ooh, killing like I'm Lothario. But what if I'm the only one to call? But what if I'm the only one that picks up every time you call and got nowhere to go? I'll end up telling everyone you know.
Yeah, I bring all the dogs out. Got them right at the doghouse. We in the tropic now. Can't do no talking now. Coming from where I'm from, gotta talk like this. Watch both ways, I'm worried about who gon' switch. It come from this way, that way, this way, that way. It come from this way, that way, this way, that way. It come from this way, that way, this way, that way. It come from this way, that way.
Yeah, definitely a banger right there. That was Joe West alongside of A Boogie with the Hoodie. Definitely heat right there. All right, Dirty Basement Radio, the independent artist's best friend. Now, if you're an independent artist and you think that you got some heat that we need to be spinning here on these airwaves, then definitely hit me up. All right, you can hit me up on my IG. All right, DJ Sincere _ Dirty Basement. That's DJ Sincere _ DRTYBSMNT. All right, then I could shoot you over all the information that you need in order to be able to get your song here on a Dirty Basement Radio. Hold on a second. Where's that at? All right. All right, because, we play a lot of joints here, and we do give them, you know, the opportunity to be heard. All right. And, if you make the cut here, then you get to have your record played across the other platforms that carry our show. And that is definitely a added benefit for all the independent artists that rock with us, all right, whose music that we play here on the show. All right, trying to find this record right here, but my files is crazy right now. Stuff is not the way it used to be. All kind of things are going on. I might have to some new measures or something, some new kind of security or something. I don't know what's going on. All right, but, we're in the midst of different kind of things and situations and different kind of, adjustments here on Dirty Basement Radio. So I guess we're going through these growing pains, as it were. But, things have a tendency of switching up sometimes. So you got to be able to make the adjustments and still keep it moving. You know what I'm saying? People like to try to throw salt in the game. You know what I mean? You got a whole lot of peculiar situations going on. Some real peculiar situations going on. But I think I'm going to throw it back with this one. I haven't talked to this young man in a minute. Got to see what's going on with him. This is Neek the Exotic in Real Deal Hip Hop.
Hip-hop was set out in the parks. We used to do it out in the dark. Now you can't do it the same, cause niggas can't maintain. Always carrying them things, and now for the bling bling. I let my chain hang, my people do the same thing. Top chart, homie, we don't do them same things. I hit a long range, NY to Kurt Cobain. Shit hits all them coastal plains. Big O in the purple range. Black tenant with the purple thing. Doing the purple thing. Rim spinning niggas winning ain't a fucking thing. Always shining on the grind, nigga, join the gang. I spit that reefer flow, so that way the streets are no, I'm about to do when I can't let it go. Been doing this since making the fuck. Now I got the fucking pump in the trunk. Now nigga, give me what I want.
Real chill hip hop, rap that.
hypnotized by this rap shit since day one, kid. Slid up in the game in the back of the trunk, kid. Now I'm biz-o-matic, eliminate the static. Blasted like a ratchet, no way to patch it. Boss and I grip the streets just like cleats. Game's been good to me, so I can't let it be. Hip-hop soldier, here to say I told ya. A little bit of doja keeps me in controller. The rap game's a crap game with a gap, man. Stay on your toes or end up on your back, man. Live and stereo, helping out with the barrier. A lot of y'all is failing, so now it's time to change the flow. Realness is in my blood, you can't tell it. Lyrical lesson for all your hip-hop felons. Neek the exotic and change. Spitting that real shit, I will remain, man.
Dirty Basement Radio, this is what we do every single Saturday live, all right, starting at 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Excuse me, y'all. Brand new music coming up from Glorilla alongside of Megan Thee Stallion. This is called Wannabe. Dirty Basement Radio, you know we bring the heat.
Hit the red dot like, ayy. Finger on the trigger like, ayy. committed like, hey. I studied the target, I'm never gonna miss it. I call that precision like, hey. Shoot him my shot like, hey. Hit the red dot like, hey. Finger on the trigger like, hey, hey, hey. Grandma was in A, auntie was in it, A. Mama had triple A, I wasn't scared to crash anyone anyway. I ride a shoddy while bro had a shoddy, like we in the getaway. I gotta penetrate, I gotta generate. I got like 20 some years to my hood, now I gotta go live away. I'm out of town, but I'm not on the getaway. I spin a giveaway. Fuck you mean, I'm the generous king for real. I fuck her to sleep, then I light up the street, got her screaming like Billie Jean for real. I'm from the M, I got M's in the bank and M's in all my streams for real. Feeling like Phil, they be living like Carlson if I leave him in the will. Shoot my shot like, hey, hit the red dot like, hey, finger on the trigger like, hey, 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 hey. Shoot my shot like, hey, hit the red dot like, hey, hit the spot like, hey, 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 hey. I gotta get it, man, shout out, I hit it, I'm fully committed like, hey. Study the target, I'm never gonna miss it. I call that precision like, hey. Shoot him my shot like, hey. Hit the red dot like, hey. Finger on the trigger like, hey, 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 hey. Baby, I'm loving the taste. I think I'm ready for kids, he said when it stopped trying to come in the face. That makes sense, I'm going up past L.A. Brent. I'm going off no fail-safe switch, yeah, me and my team go back like plastic cup boys on some tailgate shit, okay, hold, look. All eyes on me, ho, I feel like I'm Truman. No, we finna win it, cause I'm about to lose it. I don't give a fuck what computers are shooting. I go off of field, no heads, he just shooting. I die for my team, I'm the coach, I'm recruiting. I'm spending my time and I'm saving the day, ho, I feel like a mutant. I'm built like a student, I'm feeling bilingual, cause I'm in Nigeria, rocking the Cuban, smoking on Cubans. My life is a highlight reel that I keep on looping. You can't just tell me shit, ho, you gotta prove. These niggas stealing, they first name is Lupin. I'm hitting harder than bitch, I yukin. They sending shots for some high, just jukin. Hitting my desk, motherfucker, I'm B.I.G. You know I can't forget that I do it. Shoot my shot like, ayy. Hit the red dot like, ayy. Finger on the trigger like, ayy, 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 ayy. Shoot my shot like, ayy. Hit the red dot like, ayy. Hitting the spot like, ayy, 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 ayy. I gotta get it, man, shout out, I hit it. I'm fully committed like, ayy. I studied the target, I'm never gonna miss it. I call that precision like, ayy. Shoot him out shot like, hey, hit the red dot like, hey, finger on the trigger like, hey, 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 hey.
Yeah, good for shit, man. What's up, huh?
Blessed in abundance, look who raised in the dungeon. Still come through in the clutch. I'm that diamond a dozen, filling up clean to the function. Niggas mislead with assumptions, gotta stay clean from the grudges. Niggas getting way too comfy. Heads up, the king is here. My ride will is right on time, and if you do not mind, I'm like a glass of Prosecco wine. I'm with the queen, finna get offline. Wait, scratch that. I'm flying like the jet lag. I'm proof in the fact you can rise from the setback. No room for the chit chat. With a flow like this, shit hit with an impact. How you do it? I don't get that. He a father, artist, man, and a good dad. Real nigga to the core, and I meant that. Ten toes when I'm on, you offend that. Sorry, I done made peace for the pilots. Spending my days in the silence. I can hear voice. I can hear the voice of the goddess. And you gotta watch your surroundings. Protect your
energy. 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 Flow. 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 Go. 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 Go.
Blessed in abundance. Look who raised from the dungeon. Still come through in the clutch. I'm that diamond a dozen. Filling up clean to the function. Niggas mislead with assumptions. Gotta stay clean from the grudges. Niggas getting way too comfortable. Young men fresh from the jump back. Energy feeling like contact. Get that pack. Hit them up, double right back. Still dope dealing on wax. Nigga black, no
Yeah, Dirty Basement Radio giving you back-to-back bangers. Just finished listening to Ace Hood on that joint. Nothing but energy, all right? That's what we give you here, give you that energy that to keep you going, to keep you moving, to keep you with what you need to get to where you got to be, you know what I mean? Now, last week I said that I was going to play these two records back-to-back, right? All right, I know everybody's been, you know, still chatting about J. Cole and your boy Kendrick and, you know, how he kind of smashed them. Now, I've never before, all right, in the history of hip-hop, all right, seen, we'll call it an industry battle, right? I've never seen an industry battle go down quite this way, all right? I've never seen a situation where one of the participants in the battle releases a song, and then not long after releases the song, apologizes for releasing the song, and pledges to remove the song from any platforms where the song is available from, right? Now, that by itself is an L, all right? You apologizing? You apologize. Now, I've seen situations where years later, decades, you know, people bury the hatchet, you know what I'm saying? They squash the beef, you know what I mean? But immediately following the release of the record, and I guess, you know, after you get the feedback from the folks and, you know, the folks, you know, and them be like, yo, son, I don't know what that was, but that wasn't it. You know, my man A1 said it didn't make the cut. You know, it wasn't enough. You know what I mean? And, you know, maybe that, you know, affected your you know, your judgment or your confidence in what you had released. So you decide not just to quietly pull it, but to make a public announcement and an apology. Mr. Roy's in the building right now. He's ready to go. I guess he got something to say on this subject matter. Let me see what it is. Mr. Roy, what's good?
Man, pardon me, man. I woke up with the AC on, man. I'm sniffling and sneezing. I ain't want to be on the radio sneezing every 2 minutes. So if you hear me muting it for a minute, I got a little sneezing attack. I'm sorry about that, y'all. But peace and blessings to everybody. I'm biased with the Kendrick and the J. Cole because I just like the all around artist. Even if Kendrick came with something that smashed J, I just still like J. Cole as the all around artist. The way he moved, the way he do flow, and the way that I've heard things to make me kind of favor him. But battle rap is battle rap, bro. From day one, it is the braggadocious. I'm nice. I'm this, you're not this. And then when it gets to be, well, nigga, I'm this and you're not this and F you. And, you know, it may, sometimes I've heard battle rap cross the line. That's where it got to the battle tactics of having that battle arena. You know, that's where it had to, like, you know, change up because we end up losing some artists behind some records, you know, and some beefs that was something that could have been solved over a battle and winner take the money and keep it moving, live to see another day, you know what I'm saying? And the following of battle rap that me and Sincere followed in the last 10 years, we can't name 10 battle rappers that lost their life because they lost their battle. You understand? So I look at that as saying, you know, let's keep it fundamental, man. Let's show skills. Let's have fun. Let's do what we got to do. Right? Sometimes it might be having to, you know, say a few things. You know what I mean? Look at it. Even pulled Common. It pulled Common to come out of character and diss Ice Cube the way he did. So, I mean, everybody needs to have thick skin. Think of it like if you was going to get a bag of money because these battle rappers sign contracts. And they can't touch each other. They can't start no beat. They can't do nothing physical. But they want to hype it up and make it good like wrestling. They want you to, the anticipation. I've seen some confrontations that had me like, yeah, boy, I can't wait for this battle come. And then sometimes the battle was like, eh. Or sometimes the battle was like, yeah. So, you know, if we keep it like that, you know, conscience-wise, if he felt that he had to pull his song, that's on him. But why? I mean, this is battle rap. You know, this is what you do it for.
Well, yeah, well, that's what I wanted, you know what I'm saying? I'm glad you brought it back around because that's what I wanted to try to, you know, keep it on you know, as far as just this particular situation with, you know, Kendrick and, you know, J. Cole. Conscious what? You know, he felt guilty about releasing the song. I mean, I don't know what that would really be about. To me, you know, if he puts out, you know, another good song, I don't know whether he, you know, this was, maybe he thought this was a good, you know, good way to, you know, keep the conversation going, you know, maybe to, you know, try to turn what the public was perceiving to be, you know, an L into a long-term win. Maybe he thought that this would, you know, be good for his album sales, you know what I'm saying, or whatever.
Gassed up and made this for the outcome of the people. So you're right about that.
Yeah, but then, you know, from a purely, you know, from a hip-hop purist's point of view, that's not something that you never really going to do. You're not going to take nothing back like that. You know what I'm saying? Because it automatically, you know, diminishes you in the sight of, you know, the fan base. And the fan base is like, ah, this nigga suck. Ah, what are you doing? You know what I'm saying? Even if the public, and that's what I think the problem was, you know, even if the public, you would have saying, you know, that, oh, you know, J. Cole, you could have came better than that, you know what I'm saying, this, that, and the third. Okay, well, you take that look, you know what I'm saying, that's what it is, but you don't, you know, pull the record and get on, you know, come outside and make a public apology. That's kind of crazy to me. That's kind of, I don't know, maybe that's, you know what I'm saying, maybe that's like the new breed of dudes or, you know, whatever,
yeah, that's newer generation, bro. Me and you, we the authentic true school of hip-hop. So sometimes, you know, we created some of the rules. Now they're altering it and changing it. So when they do weird things like that, we got to go, come on, son.
You know what I'm saying? It makes you make that face like, it makes you make that face. Right, let me see what A1 got to say about it, man. He was, you know what I'm saying, he was bringing me up to speed last week. A1, what's on your mind?
All right, I'm going to give y'all the truth, man. I'm not saying I know. I'm not in none of these niggas' camp, but I'm very tuned thing, man. The dude's skin too soft, man. He know he can't fuck with Kendrick. He know that. The reason why he came at the situation was because of Drizzy. That's the only reason why he came at it. Remember, him and Drizzy were just on tour when Kendrick released that joint. So they was together. So he had to come out like he had to do something. And like I told you before, that wasn't it. He could have came harder than that. But on a lighter note, your boy Drizzy just can't shot some shit out now with DJ Khaled. He just released some shit with DJ Khaled, and it ain't as hard as it should be, but it's kind of up there. It's kind of up there right now. Drizzy just let go some shit with DJ Khaled, and it ain't where it need to be, but it's getting there. He's touching on some things now. You know what I'm saying? He's touching on some things. I will give him that, but I ain't giving him the win yet.
Now, actually, it's kind of funny because I was actually expecting that. And I was looking for something earlier this morning. I expected something, you know, to have something in my inbox earlier this morning, you know, but I didn't see it. So I'm like, all right, I'm gonna have to go and you know, say search that out and see if I can find that. You know, say find that joint.
I heard it. Somebody definitely shot it to me, and I'm just listening to it not too long ago. And I said, okay, you know, but it ain't where it need to be. It ain't where it need to be, but I guess, you know, it's a shot back. But I do want to say one thing about Cole is that, yes, that's going to hurt J. Cole sales. I'm going to tell you that right now. I don't care whether it's new hip-hop or old hip-hop. I don't care if it's a new hip-hop head or old hip-hop head. Everybody knows you do not back down. You do not apologize when it comes to newly beef. That means only two things.
Okay.
That means two things. That means you definitely scared or you really can't fuck with him. You really can't fuck with him. So now that's going to hurt your album sales. That's going to hurt. Don't get me wrong. I respect Cole. I like I like his music. I like some of it. I think that he got a beautiful flow. I think his mind is definitely great. But that's going to hurt him. That's going to hurt him.
No, yeah, definitely. You know what I'm saying? When you talk about, you know, being considered to be, you know, one of the, you know, modern-day lyricists and this, that, and the other thing now. I would have a tendency to think, right, that it's not so much whether, you know, the artist, it's like an older artist, right, would have known that you just, that's not a move that you make that's going to, you know what I'm saying, work out well for you. Like you're making a bad situation that's already bad, you by doing that, you're making it worse, right? You're making it worse. Because now you're making people look at the situation even longer than they would have otherwise. Like, okay, now you're making them watch it more. You know what I'm saying? So if you thought that was, you know, you may have thought, like I said, you may have thought that was a positive thing to do. You know, but nah, I think it's going to hurt him. I think it's going to hurt him in the long run. You know what I'm saying?
And the bad part, and I'm sorry to cut you off, but the bad part right now is even in Drake's song, dissing Kendrick, he kind of came at J. Cole too, though. With the bullshit he did, he said, because in his song, he was like, I don't give a fuck what Cole think or say. You know what I'm saying? So he definitely hit a shot at Cole too. And I think that's why he hit a shot at Cole, because him apologizing and him pulling the song. So now you're making it seem like, oh, this nigga, you know what I'm saying? So when you hear the song, you're going to know what I'm talking about.
Now, if even a nigga like Drake understands that that's a, you know what I'm saying, that's not the, you know, that's like a dummy move right there. If even Drake understands that shit, and he's like, nigga, what are you doing? Then that's definitely bad.
Right.
But let's jump back into some more of this music right now. And, yeah, let me play these joints back to back. And just for the sake of posterity, all right? Now, the funny thing, or I guess the thing that really makes it bad to me, is that Kendrick did all of this with one verse. It's not even a whole song. It's a feature. That's bad. Alright, this is Future alongside of Kendrick Lamar, Like That.
Gotta buy my joint up on this bitch. I miss you. 2 times. Yeah. To the code, all these hoes for the street. I put it in her nose, it's gon' make her pussy leak. Pussy niggas told ain't gon' wake up at they seat. You can't hear that switch, but you can hear them niggas scream. All my hoes do strong, nigga, all my hoes do close. 20 carat ring, I put my fingers down her throat. If I lose a carat, she might choke. I know she gon' swallow, she'll go. Three bad niggas bring the rats in. Got the shooters in the corner, light a pack in. She think cause she's out of bitch, she attract you. That's that shit that get you put up at the station. And the models still the same. Fall like I won a championship game. You know these hoes hungry, they gon' fuck for a name. I put her on the game, she get fucked for a chain. Got your girl in this bitch, she twirling on the dick. I got syrup in this bitch, turn up in this bitch. And we bout to urge in this bitch, you murked in this bitch. All these pointers on me, baby, you know it's game time. Bring a friend, bitch, we fuck them at the same time. I'm a different nigga, no, we not the same kind. You can't have that look, bitch, you ain't mine. Young dope, dealer selling dope, is you like that? Kicking doors, kicking in doors, is you like that? Young throw, nigga selling lows, is you like that? All 24, you on go, is you like that? Niggas from the bottom really like that. Stepping in ballistics if you like that. Pop another bottle if you like that.
These niggas talking out of their neck. Don't put no coffin out of your mouth. I'm way too paranoid for a threat. Hey, let's get it, bro. D.O.T. the money, power, respect.
The last one is better.
Say it's a lot of goofies with a check.
I mean, I hope them sentiments symbolic. My temperament bipolar, I choose violence. Okay, let's get it up. It's time for him to prove that he's a problem. Niggas clicking up, but pay not be legit, no 40 water, tell him.
Aww.
Yeah, yeah, get up with me. Fuck sneak this, the first person shooter. I hope they came with 3 switches. I crash out like fuck rap. This Melly Mel if I had to. Got 2 T's with me. I'm snatching chains and burning tattoos. It's up. Lost too many soldiers not to play it safe. If he walk around with that stick, it ain't Andre 3K. Think I won't drop the location. I still got PTSD. Motherfuck the big 3. Nigga, it's just big me. Nigga, boom. What? I'm really like that. And your best work is a light pack. Nigga, Prince outlived Mike Jack. Nigga, boom. For all your dogs getting buried, that's a K with all these 9s. He gon' see Pet Cemetery, nigga.
I'm dope, feel a selling dope, is you like that? Kicking dogs, kicking in dogs, is you like that? Young throw, nigga selling laws, is you like that? All 24, you on gold, is you like that? Niggas from the bottom really like that. Stepping in Balenci's if you like that. Pop another bottle if you like that. Selling dope, is you like that? Kicking doors, kicking in doors, is you like that? Young throw, nigga selling lows, is you like that? All 24, you on gold, is you like that? Niggas from the bottom really like that. Stepping in Balenci's if you like that. Pop another bottle if you like that.
Came up bringing dope, niggas was John slanging powder. Walk in a strip club, make it rain for 3 hours. Locked in and now I got my felon and my driver. Perked out, took chances in my hood like Nevada. Surfed out outside, white interior lasagna. Yes, 100,000s, I just cashed out on the designer. Got a devour, nigga.
Yeah, that's that joint right there. That's that joint right there. Put you alongside of Kendrick Lamar like that. Got everybody shook up with one verse, but it's not just the bars, it's, you know, it's his delivery on that, you know what I'm saying? Like the energy comes, you know what I'm saying? It comes with a certain degree of, you know what I'm saying? You could, you know what I'm saying? Like you could feel the anger. You could feel like, you know what I'm saying? You could feel the anger on it. So it's like, yo, but I'm still like, you know, it's still like, why did he do that? But all right, let's get ready to get to this J. Cole now. We're going to spin this joint. The joint that I guess is not going to be available no more. Now, I took a quick look, right? I took a quick look, and I was sent a, you know what I'm saying, a new Drake song. I haven't listened to it, though. Now, let me see. If you remember the song, tell me, is the song called Rich Baby Daddy? Anyone? You remember the name of the song?
Oh, nah. Yeah. Hold on. I can go back to it, though. I think I got it in my joint. I don't know if it's called Rich Baby Daddy or not. I see a new song,
but I haven't listened to it yet, so I don't know if that's, you know, has those particular bars in it or not.
It's called Push Up.
Okay, all right. Well, let me take a quick look for that one. All right, but let's get into this J. Cole. I guess this was supposed to be the response, right? Not going to be available no more, according to him. This is 7-Minute Drill.
Yeah. Turn it up. Yeah, turn the vocal up. Light work, like it's PWC. It's a cold world, keep the heat under your seat. I got a phone call, they say that somebody dissing. You want some attention, it come with extensions. My dog like say the word, he on bullshit, he itching. I'm putting so much work in these streets, he got pension. I told him chill out, how I look having henchmen. If shots get to popping, I'm the one doing the clinching. I came up in a veil, so I'm good when it's tension. He still doing shows, but fell off like the Simpsons. Your first shit was classic, your last shit was trash. tragic. Your second shit put niggas to sleep, but they gassed it. Your third shit was massive, and that was your prime. I was trailing right behind, and I just now hit mine. Now I'm front of the line with a comfortable lead. How ironic, soon as I got it, now he wants something with me. Well, he caught me at the perfect time. Jump up and see why I got here off of bars. Not no controversy. Funny thing about it, bitch, I don't even want the prestige. Fuck the Grammys, cause them crackers ain't never done nothing for me. Ho, slugs took my nigga's soul. Drugs took another one. A rap beef ain't realer than the shit I seen in Cumberland. He averaging one hard verse like every 30 months or something. If he wasn't dissing, then we wouldn't be discussing him. Lord, don't make me have to smoke this nigga, cause I fuck with him. But push come to shove on this mic, I will humble him. Nino with this thing, this that New Jack City meme. Yeah, I'm aiming at G-Money, crying tears before I busted him. Light work, like it's PWC. It's a cold world, keep the heat under your seat. I got a phone call, they say that somebody dissing. You want some attention, it come with extensions. My dog like say the word, he on bullshit, he itching. I'm putting so much work in these streets, he got pension. I told him chill out, how I look having henchmen. If shots get to popping, I'm the one doing the
conductor, conductor, conductor.
I got mixed feelings about these fucking rap niggas. It's over for that cap, the official cap pillars 2-6. We don't act niggas, we get at niggas. Shoot a nigga lights out. Yeah, my dog stat fillers, stat stuffers, triple double, get your ass black duffel. Body bag, body bag, body bag. Cold world, your instructor for Pilates class. Get a nigga stretched if I feel a disrespect. Your arms might be too short to box with a god who live his life without the pressures of a constant facade. I pray for peace, but if a nigga sees these positive vibes, a Falcon 9 inside my pocket, bitch, this rocket gon' fly. Now it's popping outside like the top of July. My text flooded with the hunger for a toxic reply. I'm hesitant, I love my brother, but I'm not gonna lie. I'm powered up for real, that shit would feel like swatting the flies. 4 albums in 12 years, nigga, I can divide. Shit, if this is what you want, I'm indulging in violence. Put pictures in my home, aim the chrome at your eyelids. Fly pebbles at your dome, we the Stone Temple Pilots. This is merely a warning shot, the back niggas down. Back in the town where they whipping work and traffic and pounds. My jack jumping bout a rapper making blasts from his sounds. Switching sides like the tassel on a cap and a gown. I'm fully loaded, nigga, I can drop 2 classics right now. Let me chill out, man.
Conductor.
Fall off on the way, nigga.
Alright, well, that was the response. Alright, for what it was. Alright, you know, the flow was kind of lackluster. The bars was kind of, you know, so-so. You know what I mean? And the beat wasn't, you know, really too much either. So, you know, I guess maybe he did make the right decision, Mr. Roy. Maybe it was a good decision to pull that record out the marketplace and to try to leave no audio fingerprint behind.
No, I disagree. I think it always depends on who's judging it. I listened to that song. He said a lot. And the thing about it, maybe because the aggression, Kendrick is an aggressive rapper. Even that cipher that Kendrick did on BET where he addressed J. Cole and Drake back in the BET Awards and shut down that cipher, it was because of the aggression, the direction and the conviction in his vocals and what he was saying. But sometimes it's not even so much of what he's saying, it's just how he said it. And Kendrick is an aggressive, more tactical, strategic type of rapper, where J. Cole is more on some old laid-back, smooth joint, and Drake is more on some singy joint. So when you hear Drake come out of the singing aspect, then you pay attention to the bars more. Or J. Cole on that Brandy the Butcher song, oh my God, he went crazy. So I don't think it's not that he can't mess with them. Maybe he don't feel like going through it. But, I do agree with retracting and pulling out apologizing. It's going to give an outlook to some of your fans that want to see a battle. But that song that you just played really wasn't whack. The beat was tight. and he said some things, but it's just that he said it in a J. Cole way, not an aggressive, you know, that's just like the girl that says, don't play with it, don't play with it, don't play with it, don't play with it. That chick, she could spit something hard with like a Bahamadia. And Bahamadia might spit something hard and it won't be the same effect. But Cardi B spits hard and Megan spits hard and Nicki spits hard. So if you two hard spitters, then it's gonna be a different type of battle. You know? But that attraction and the apology that's gonna mess with him. But that song wasn't whack.
Okay. But here's the thing. All right. J. Cole had the benefit of going second, right? Right? Because the Future Kendrick record came out first, right? So, you know, he knew what he was up against. It's not like his record came out first and then they snapped on him. All right, so you was going to respond. Huh?
I didn't say that.
You know, so you was okay. Well, he was going to, you know, so if he was going to respond to it, he had to see, you know, he had to take a look at that and say, like, okay, well, I know I got to come hard. You know what I'm saying? If he wasn't going to do it right, he shouldn't have did it at all. He should have just stayed quiet until he was, until he was ready. And, you know, like I was saying, you know, it wasn't nothing that was catchy enough. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't nearly enough. You know what I'm saying? His delivery, his flow, it was, you know, yeah, it was a J. Cole style, but this isn't, you know, a quote J. Cole record. If you're going to jump into a fray like this and, you know, you're going to go back at somebody, then, you know, you go back at them. You know what I'm saying? You don't do it like in some, you know, lazy, soft kind of way. You know what I'm saying? Whatever your delivery is, you know what I'm saying? Whatever it is, whatever, the, you know what I'm saying? You got to do it in a way that's going to be, you know, attention catching enough because people are going to naturally compare the two. Like, all right, well, what did he say? How did it come off? You know what I'm saying? What was his delivery? What was his flow? And it just wasn't, you know, I mean, it might have stood just as a record, you know what I'm saying? Just as a record, it might, you know, stand as a, you know, okay record. But considering what it was put out there for, it really falls flat. You know what I'm saying? It really falls flat. So it's really kind of unfortunate that if this was his first foray into the, you know, battle rap, you know, really trying to go at somebody like this, then, you know, it didn't go well for your boy J. Cole, unfortunately. All right, now I do see that other Drake record, all right? It seemed like it got a couple of titles. Let me see what they call this record. What is it? A1 called it Push Up, a.k.a. Drop and Give Me 50. All right, that's another what they also call in the song. So we're going to get that. We're going to get that on deck in a little while, if possible. All right, in the meantime, all right, let's blaze this joint right here. My dude, Mr. Raw, holla at me.
Send the alert out to your committee. Then same old nigga living in a new me, city, baby. Grinding for the shine, ain't taking no pity. With nothing on the line but mine like I'm Diddy. I can grind me and gritty, pay attention, take notice. If a rhyme ain't on my mind, then I'm really not focused. I swarm on the track, my impact is like locust. For the stack, I'm devoted, it's a fact. You can quote a Mr. Rose, locomotive. Spend the full speed ahead, it's the thoroughbred, you know. Keeping it on lock like a full head of dreads. Put me on the spot, you understand what I said. And if you're putting up your guap, that means I gotta take your breath and make you an example with just a sample. Show you that I rock with them too hot to handle. I'll make you feel shot like you're hanging over my mantle. Cause in the game of fame you can't even hold a candle.
Get ready now, you know what's going down. When I come around and you hear the sound, it's Mr. Raw and I'm coming through. Won't you see me holler at me like
you?
Get ready now, you know what's going down. When I come around and you hear the sound, and I'm coming through. Won't you see me holler at me like
you? It doesn't matter when you place me in the lineup. Watch out for the wind-up, cause I'ma knock it out of the park. Don't matter to be in the league or the team where I'm at, cause I'm
swinging the mic with the cord like a bat, or more like a whip. So kick, nigga, kick. While surrounded by trash ass niggas, I throw a fit. Don't give a shit about the YouTube hits that you get. All I wanna know is this UMC. Yo, can you spit? If I put you in the booth on the track, is it a hit? On stage in front of a crowd, yo, can you rip? Riddle me this. I know you all can admit that the rap game is the crack game gonna chip. Prepare for the game, make sure you're fully equipped. Treat it just like a chain, no weak links, you won't slip. Picture your bars being bricks, ready to flip. And always watch your back before you start running your lip.
Get ready now, you know what's going down. When I come around and you hear the sound, it's Mr. Raw and I'm coming through. Won't you see me holler at me like
you?
Get ready now, you know what's going down. When I come around and you hear the sound, it's Mr. Raw and I'm coming through. Won't you see me holler at me like
you? Nowadays, rhyme pace still get caught in the whirlwind. Everybody spitting from your mom to your girlfriend. I rep for certain. After me, close the curtain. Cause I'll put the stress in your chest just like a burden that you can't relieve. And best believe with some practice, you change your status. You will achieve. Pull up your sleeve, little nigga, adjust your weave. You could barely run the track. I hear you wheezing as you breathe. I do it with ease. Leave you down on bended knees. With just a tease, I get at you without a sneeze. Cause real MCs are deadlier than killer bees. So while you trying to catch some Z's, I'm focusing on making G. I got a disease. It's called ill expertise. You can't catch it, you can stay being ratchet. You can't match it, and guaranteed you can't snatch it. I'm out ace, in the PE, you can't attach it.
Get ready now, you know what's going down. When I come around, and you hear the sound, it's Mr. Raw, and I'm coming through. Won't you see me holler at me like
you?
Get ready now, you know what's going down. When I come around, and you hear the sound, it's Mr. Raw, and I'm coming through. Won't you see me holler at me like
you? Let's go.
Get ready now, you know what's going down. When I come around and you hear the sound, it's Mr. Raw and I'm coming through. Won't you see me holler at me like
you?
Get ready now, you know what's going down. When I come around and you hear the sound, it's Mr. Raw and I'm coming through. Won't you see me holler at me like
you?
None of them is ready and each is quick to slaughter. I think we about to realize. Well, there it is. You did it. He's in. It's about to get hectic when it all begins. First thing, get ready for some people to disappear. It's gonna be crazy what we'll see next year. And since the track may last, all this is past tense. Some of you may feel that this don't make sense, but let a year or two go, and more of us will know. People stuck on stupid. See, I watched Trump grow. He was a chump around the way. He's still a chump today, so I know he's gonna be a big chump. Instead of stating to the crazy ones lurking in the shadows, wait, I don't feel it'll be too smart if you assassinate. You see that vice president he got? Concern me, cause he looks straight out that movie, Mississippi Burning, Giuliani on the payroll. Where'd he ever fit? He probably never thought he'd be on some old White House. None of them is ready, and each is quick to slaughter. I think it's about to realize the new world order. None of them is ready, and each is quick to slaughter. I think we about to realize. None of them is ready, and each is quick to slaughter. I think we about to realize the new world order. None of them is ready, and each is quick to slaughter. I think we about to realize. More guns on the street, more cops on the beat. More blood spilled on the city concrete. Oh, and don't forget the war, we gonna be locked in. Oh, it's to lock them out? Mm-hmm. But then, martial law, see he ha ha ha. Wait, trapped behind the wall and there's no escape. Closed down schools become prison precincts. When you look back in time, this rhyme will make sense. You see the blotted out names in the state of history. Billionaire for president, he know of it, misery. All up in the White House, got a brother nervous cause he got his private army. Now he got the Secret Service with an attitude to hate, skills to propagate. Aw, man, I can't believe y'all made this dude head of state. Make America great? Haha, yeah, tell the truth. Wouldn't the Antichrist be a billionaire? None of them is ready and each is quick to slaughter. I think they're about to realize the new world order. None of them is ready and each is quick to slaughter. I think we about to realize. None of them is ready and each is quick to slaughter. I think we about to realize the new world order. None of them is ready and each is quick to slaughter. I think we about to realize. Yeah. You did it, you messed up, and you gon' find out real soon. Big Mike and Lonnie Jam Skin, 2016.
Yeah, Dirty Basement Radio, throwing it back with a Big Market classic on that joint. You about to realize. Let me see if I can get Market connected right quick. Let me see if I can get him in the building. Yo, Market, what's good, bro?
What's the deal, son? Chilling, just listening to the show. You know how it is. Yo,
well,
I didn't even know you had that song, man. I didn't even know you had that, man. That took me back, really, man. I was like, oh, wow. I didn't even know you had that.
That's what's up. But now, are you ready for Trump 2.0? You ready for Trump 2.0?
Yo, I'll be honest. I heard y'all talking about how people turn back on their hip-hop saying, yo, I'm sorry I did that. Yo, I'm going to tell you what. On that song right there, I kind of don't feel the same way about that song that I did when I wrote it. You know, so as far as Trump 2.0, I kind of think it works.
Wow.
I like it, personally, me. But I'm abstract like that anyway, you know what I'm saying? I know I'm abstract, but I like the idea of Trump getting in there.
All right. I mean, I'm not mad at you. You know what I'm saying? I'm not really mad at you.
I can't believe that he can get in there again. I mean, I can't believe it. But, I mean, it's amazing. I mean, they're letting him get another shot after all those charges and stuff. That's funny to me. I mean, he can get in there. He can get in there and take vengeance.
When you look at it like, you know, looking at it like that, it's like, yeah, you would wonder why. But then at the same time, you know, I don't think the government, even though they're trying hard as hell, that's what all these charges and all these court cases is about. You know what I'm saying? They've been trying to knock him out the box for at least like the last year. because they know that his support is still through the roof. And then on the other side of things, Biden's support is in the toilet, right? So they already see the writing on the wall. They know what it is. They know it's going to be there's probably going to be a landslide, to be quite honest. It's probably going to be ugly.
I like Trump. Because he keep it kind of, I mean, as stupid as it is half the time when he do it, he keep it kind of real. And I like keep it real. Keep it real. Even if it's the truth, it's the truth. I like that. To me, that's what I like. Tell me all the secrets you know if it's the truth, and I'm happy about that. Let me hear. I want to be in on it, too. I want to hear what's going on. You know what I'm saying? And he wanted him to do that, spill the beans on shit. You know what I'm saying?
Even a broke clock is right twice a day, right? You know, people look at Trump like he's, some kind of, like, ultimate truth teller. What Trump really is at the end of the day is a fantastic salesman, all right? I wish that I could be the salesman that Trump is. Because he's such a good salesman, he got people believing all type of bullshit that's not necessarily the case.
I agree.
Of course, like any,
I agree.
Like, I agree. You know,
I agree with you.
Right?
I agree with you.
So, all right, well, I appreciate it. But, you know, I think, you know, so we got to take anything that comes from any politician, but Trump in particular, because Trump has been trained for this. You got to remember, we watched Trump for years here in New York. Trump was always comfortable in front of the camera. He was always comfortable on TV. He was always trying to get himself in the newspapers. So he's always been a front of the camera type of a guy. You know what I'm saying? So he's in his element at all times.
I would like to see what he thinks about this migrant situation going on in New York and this toll and the toll for the Manhattan and all that. I would like to hear what he got to say about that.
Well, as far as the migrants go, you already know what Trump thinks. All right, you know, his whole mantra the first time around was what? Build that wall, right? Had the whole crowd chanting.
Had the whole crowd
chanting, build the wall, build. You know what I'm saying? So you already know what Trump's gonna say. You know, so I think that's kind of obvious. Next to last thing. All right, because now since you said what you said, I guess I got to ask you this: why do you feel differently about that song, "About to Realize"? Why do you feel differently about it now?
Because I predicted in that song that he'd be the worst president ever, and I don't think he was the bad. I don't think he was the worst president. I think Bush was worse than everybody that ever existed, even worse than Nixon. You know what I'm saying? But nobody talking about Bush. But Trump wasn't as bad as Bush. I mean, he wasn't bad at all. I mean, I don't see him being bad. I didn't see anything. It didn't affect me any as a voter as me. He didn't affect my life bad, in a bad way to me. So, you know what I'm saying? That's why I felt like it would. I feel different about the song because of that.
Okay. All right. So like minus that, do you think you could, you know, maybe like rework that song and like re-release it, or it's like a dead issue?
Well, I mean, something like this should be fresh and new. I wouldn't use the old one again. I mean, this song here, I mean, I like the flow of it. I like how it sounds. I mean, I like it, but I mean, I wouldn't mind using the same music again. But I would do something different. I would do it all over again.
Okay. I got you, I'm my man Big Mock in the building. I just want to give a little bit of feedback from that, because I'll tell you what I was thinking. I'm like, you know what? That song, all right, was supposed to be the B-side to Hollywood Reality, all right? That was supposed to be the B-side, right? That was supposed to be the B-side. So I'm saying to myself, man, y'all been getting on my nerves for years. We got AI now. Don't make me AI your song, bro. Don't make me AI your song. Okay?
No Diddy. No Diddy.
All right. All right. I know you for a long time. We done worked together, you know, over the years, right? I've been trying to work with you. To do some other stuff. Don't make me AI your song, bro. All right, cooperate, okay?
No, nah, we ain't going to have the AI. Don't worry about it. It's always going to be human around this month. We're going to keep it real, man. We ain't. None of that junk, son. Keep it real at all times.
No doubt. I'm going to try to know what you behind the scenes about that. But, all right, but don't make me do it. Don't make me do it. Technology is different now. It allows it, you know what I'm saying? I don't even need y'all niggas. Okay, I know that's bad, right? I know that's bad. I know I'm bad. All right, but see? I don't mess with me now. I got technology on my side. Big shout out to K-Swiss in the building. We're going to get ready to get into this going no. I got a couple of joints I think I want to get to. Hold on a second. Mr. Roy. All right, Mr. Roy, am I wrong? All right, I'm talking about, you know what I'm saying, I get that AI, you know what I'm saying? I could even have the voice to sound like Maka and everything.
And Maka, ooh. It could be done. I'm telling you. Right now, it could be done. And Sincere got his hands on a couple of programs that could do some things, and it's not hard to do, not at all. He could do it as a joke just to show you. He could AI Mr. Raw. It got enough for me. Talking on any show, he could just go back to one of my old shows, snap my voice, and all of a sudden, I'll be like, when did I do that for? When did that remix come from? Well, how did he get that remix? How did he get that blend? It's possible, bro. We don't want to force your hand, though. We don't want to force your hand, Sincere. We don't want to force your hand.
Okay, I appreciate that. Okay, hold on a second. Trying to find where these going no joints is at. I'm a little bit confused right now. Let me see something.
We don't want to force that hand at all. Keep it neutral. Can we all get along?
Can we all just get along?
That's a funny statement, but it's like something that will never, ever be like, yo, why did you say that? What do you mean? That's exactly how I feel. Can't we all just get along? Damn it. The damn it comes with it sometimes, though. But don't worry, Maka got something in store for you coming up soon. You know Maka has got something in the works.
I am definitely looking forward for that. Can't wait. Just going through these files, I don't know, man. These files is kind of crazy right now.
The same thing?
Say again? Huh?
The same thing again? The same thing happening again?
Well, I don't know if I'm just, you know, as far as this goes, I don't know if I'm confusing myself or, you know, what's going on with this particular group of songs. I'm trying to see if I can find, because I had a few joints in there that I had wanted to do last week, but I decided to, you know, to hold back, you know, since you weren't available to be in the building on last week's show. I was like, all right, well, we'll hold these songs for the following week when I can have Mr. Roar back in the building. Big shout out to Purple Dread for hanging out with us last week. All right. But, yeah, you know, I had some joints that I had, a couple of joints that I had intended to. Yeah, I guess so. Huh. That's interesting. Let me see. All right. Yeah, I guess we got a couple of joints. Yeah, we do got a couple of joints. I see what happened. Okay, I see what happened. All right. All right, we good. I got maybe 5 or 6 joints. We good. All right, we're going to get to this edition of Go and Know. Let's get this together so I can do the proper intro, and we can critique these songs right. All right, and we can critique these songs right quick. All right, let's get into it.
I'm bossed up, you see the ice,
I got the bitches, bitches. You niggas mad, cause I got the bad, bad. Oh, you niggas so, so sad, sad. I'm bossed up, bossed up. I'm bossed up, bossed up. I'm bossed up, bossed up. I'm bossed up, lit, lost, huh. You see that pizza around my neck, it costs. Bad investment, that's what you call a loss. You niggas love the floss. Spending rent, money don't count. You'll never amount to me, nigga. I'm sending shots, what, nigga? She a bad bitch and all, but if she worth my nut, I don't like hoes that gossip. They broke and got shit. All they wanna know is what's the tea. Ain't that about the bitch? Shit, niggas hang on me. I don't know them from Adam and Eve. She finna bust it open. I'm smiling like cheese. I'ma get money and ball. You best believe. Get them niggas off me. They like fleas. Fuck them niggas. You see the ice. I got the bitches. You niggas mad cause I got the bad. Oh, you niggas so, so sad. I'm bossed up. I'm bossed up. I'm bossed up, nigga. You see the ice, ice. I got the bitches, bitches. You niggas mad cause I got the bad.
That's King Reggie's song. Was called Bossed Up. I don't know. I don't know if we're off to a good start or not. Let's see, Mr. Raw, what you talking about, what you say.
Man, you lucky I'm not on the switchboard to look for some sound that'll be like, shoot this man. So I shot the sheriff. Listen to me, y'all. All right. I am not a professional, but I think I'm close enough. So don't get mad when you hear I say what I say when I said what I said because I said it. Stop saying that, oh, I went in and I just freestyled the song and think that it's hot. That was freestyle, bro. I can tell. Listen to the way you were conjuring up the words to rhyme and how you got stuck on saying the same line four times. I did give you credit because that beat was banging and your vocals, homeboy, was sitting on top of the beat. But you and them lyrics need to go back to that drawing board and start over before you submit it to the bad, bad bitches. I don't even get you on that one, boy. That's a no.
All right, no. Mr. Ross saying it with his chest. Saying it with his chest, that's a no. All right, let me go over here to Big Maka. Maka, what's your thoughts on the song?
I like the energy. The energy to it is nice. Like he just said, like Roy just said, the flow, the hardcoreness, the way he was throwing it. I like that part. But his timing was way off. He was trying to fit too many words in the sentence. And his timing was, as a writer myself, the writing part of that needs to be rewrote and words need to be changed around to different ones because you can't say all those words in that sentence the way he was doing it. Can't do it. He has to change that. So I think everybody needs to get out the pool. Get out. Come out. Come off the beach. Come out of the water. Come out of the water. Come out of the water. Here it comes. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. All right. I guess like the sharks are circling. All right. Let me go.
Nah, that motherfucker is already jumping in and biting. This is already tearing shit up. They eating.
Okay. All right. A1, what do you say?
I don't know, bro. Like, I don't know. Maka, you need to leave some of them niggas in the water so you can get ate the fuck up, honestly. But nah, that ain't it, bro. That ain't it.
All right, not happening at all. All right, let me give K-Swiss the last word. K-Swiss, all right, help me. What do you say?
Hey, to be honest, I wasn't even feeling the beat that much. I don't know. It just, to me, it was really outdated. I don't know if you guys agree, but it's something we've heard before and we've moved on. So it's a no.
Okay. I totally shut down across the board. We're off to a terrible start.
Ahoy, matey. This is Black Caesar X, and we hanging with DJ Sincere in the dirty basement. Man overboard. Shark attack. Shark attack. Ahoy,
yeah, man.
This is Black Caesar X, and we hanging with DJ Sincere.
Yeah, man. You know what I'm saying? The Sharks got that one. The Sharks got that one. Out the gate.
Bit his head
off. Got
the... Bite his head off.
All right, big shout out to Madu Black Caesar. All right, let's see. Hopefully, I guess it can't get no worse, right? It can only get better, right? It can only get better from here. Let's see what we got. Hold on a second. Let's see the next song that's up on deck. What do I got here? All right. Artist goes by the name of Flight. All right, the song is called "Tell Me If You With It." All right, let's see what's good with that. Dirty Basement Radio, go and know.
Hello, Flight. You're clear for liftoff. We go, guys.
F L Y G H T. You know. Shout out DVD. I'm just running with my people. People stop me. Nice to meet you. They say I see you. Tell them haters we nothing equal. They snakes in that poison lethal. All gas, no brakes. Big buds, no shake. Apologies, that's why we late. Look how the whip skate. Pink look like it's milkshake. Them boys never had a chance. Like a change of heart, you a blind date. I'm a silverback, prime mate. No listen, I'm a crime mate. Gorilla in the mist. Imagine me on no list, no mention. They love the fraudulent, but I don't pay attention. I'll admit it, my mission different. I'm just in it for the folk around me. If you start it, I'ma finish it. Talk all you want, but it ain't no way around it. Wait a minute, hold up, let me talk to him. Talk to him. Go ahead and tell me if you with. Yeah, you know we riding, keep my business to myself. Gangsters move in silence, run your mouth and I promise. Them boys gon' get you sliding, it's so exciting. Middle fingers to all my rivals. Damn Marino spirals, right through your spinal column. They screaming, Rick, yeah, premonition. I think the boys got them. Now tell me if you with it. Yeah, you know we with it. Tell me if you with it.
You know we with it.
You know the way it go, you accustomed to the way we move. You know that boy is slow bully, so we had to leave the room. He not in tune.
All right, that was Flight, and the song is called Tell Me If You With It. I don't know, I see the Sharks over there. They got toothpicks right now, but they're still circling. I think that first one was just like an appetizer or something. But I got Black Caesar in the building. He must have saw that the Sharks got out the cage. All right, Black Caesar, what it is?
Yeah, man. I don't know. I was trying to figure out what was going on. Sharks are running around, going crazy. I just got them corralled back. But this one that we're talking about right here, I'm with it. I'm with that one. That's got a nice flow, nice beat, nice rhythm, nice lyrics to it. I'm with that.
Okay. All right, so you got the Sharks. All right, well, the Sharks, all right. Well, they should be good for a hot minute. They had a little snack on that first one. I think they kind of had a little feeding frenzy, all right, on that first offering, all right. It went straight overboard. So, you know, I think they should have, you know, they should be good for a minute. All right, so my man Black Caesar is on board with that one. Let's see if we can keep it going. All right, A1, what do you think about it?
I'm on the fence with that one a little bit. He had like a little Mo 3 flow with him. I know I'm kind of on the fence with that one, but I mean he definitely tried to come with it. So I'm gonna give it a go for now. You know what I mean?
Okay. All right. That's what's up. Let me see what Mr. Raw got to say. Mr. Raw, what do you think?
I'm gonna be nice to give it a go, but he needed to boost up. It was the total opposite of the last song. The last song, the energy of the beat and the volume was good. This guy had that lackluster flow, but the music seemed like it was just too low. Like it just needed a better mix. But I'll give it a go.
Okay. All right, K-Swiss, was this one anyone better?
No. I'm giving it a no. Not enough energy. Mr. Ross said, he's got to pick it up. It just didn't do anything for me, except made me want to take a nap.
Okay. I didn't want to take a nap. All right, that's a bad look. That's a bad look, Mr. Flight. All right, let me give Big Maka the last word. Maka?
I'm glad somebody finally came out and said something right. K-Swift, I got to agree with you on that. I'm giving it a no, but not in a harsh way. You know what I'm saying? To me, maybe I didn't get to hear what he had to say more, but to me, I couldn't get his conversation. His conversation was like everywhere. He was talking about this, that, one thing, nothing, nothing. He wasn't talking about nothing. So to me, I don't like it because of the poetry. You know what I'm saying? But maybe I have to listen to it again to copy it again. But right now, I'm giving it a no because I didn't like the poetry. I couldn't. I don't know where he was going.
Well, it looked like the owner of the Sharks was actually the only one that really liked this song. All right, so here's what we're going to do, Mr. Black Caesar. We're going to take this body, right, and we're going to put this body in the freezer for now, all right, because the Sharks already had a meal anyway. So we're going to take this body, and we're going to put it in the freezer for now, and we're going to keep this going, all right?
All right, that's what it is.
All right. We got a couple more joints. Only got a couple more joints. Next artist up on deck goes by the name of Jay Critch, and the song is called Kick It. All right, let's see what it do. Go and know.
And this beat from Cash, not from YouTube.
Hey! 50 piece on me like McNuggets. 50. He only hating because his bitch love it. Better go get a pack and flip something.
Flip it. Go run it up.
Better go get a chase and kick it. Kick. I was trying to go race to the digits. And these niggas was chasing the bitches. Don't play with the chicken, and he don't fuck with the snakes and the lizards.
No.
I can't go back and forth with no names.
No.
Big body taking up both lanes.
No.
Covers all purple like soap plane. I got cash like that nigga Cobain. Glock 19 and the go bang. He's not game, we don't hang. Money talking, I'm like,
what's the word?
Bring it up, cause I took it the furthest. For that money, they ain't moving like birds, huh?
Yeah.
I got hood bitches with some curves on. I got rich bitches, they be flirting. Got a nurse and I got a surgeon.
Yeah.
And my lawyer girl, she a nerd. Trust money.
Hey,
tell her the baddies they come with us. Two bitches, I'm doubling up.
Doubling
hit the baddie
up
with the thumb in her butt.
Hey.
She go crazy with the neck.
With
shorty be coming in clutch. Double C, she come at the clutch. Top three, but she really the one. Hold up, but I'm really not done.
Really
that nigga hate, but he really a fan. And his bitch think I'm really the man. If he keep hating, I'ma get in her pants.
Hey.
Couple people I was given a chance. They did not stick to the plan.
Fuck.
And I'm so high in first class. Tell her wake me up when we land.
Goddamn.
She got a cannon like Mariah. Diamonds making her water like. Diamonds making her water like Tyler.
Water.
Hey. New bag came through the wire. Streets hot, the streets on fire. Watch that back, cause this shit ain't safe. I could never move front,
no way.
Free the God, still send Jay Pace. And my bro let it off, he spray. He released the doors like Drake. So for smoking late. I sit at the table alone, fight with snakes. I had to go on a little date, and I had to leave her alone, cause she didn't get safe. Brand new racks in the bank. Look like I'm making a...
All right, the artist goes by the name of Jay Critch, and the song is called Kick It. All right, let's go to K-Swiss first for this one. K-Swiss?
I'm sorry, but I didn't like it either. The mixing in that was really awkward. It's like he's shouting at you, and I couldn't understand what he was shouting about.
Wow. Couldn't understand what he was going on about.
Personal.
All right, shut it down. All right, K-Swiss is not liking anything so far today. All right, let me go to A1. A1, what do you think?
Because it's like everything I heard before, bro. It's like everything I heard before. So I really can't. I give it a no, man. It's all the same shit.
Yeah, I agree with that. It did have a very familiar kind of sound. At least he had a good flow. You know what I'm saying? I was kind of rocking with some of the parts of the record. At least he had a good flow and he was bouncing on the song. But yeah, it did sound very familiar. Black Caesar, what do you say?
Yeah, well, I say, like you were saying before, I don't rap because I'm really like a bass player. But anyway, that old Shark Babe is back in town. Mac the Knife Babe. Oh, that's Shark Babe. No. No how, no way.
Nope, no how, no way. It's not looking good for my this artist right here. All right, Big Marker, what do you say about the song?
I don't think dude knew if he wanted to sound like Cypress Hills or Eminem. I think he was confused on who he wanted to be in that one. And you know, he was doing his thing. He was flowing. He was rhyming. I mean, if he was trying to act like Eminem, he was doing it. He was keeping that. He was flowing. If he was trying to sound like Cypress Hills or somebody like that, he was flowing. But it's just the same ball. Like let me understand. It sounded like the same everything. That's what it was. Everybody doing the same thing. Like everybody want to sound like Pop Smoke. Everybody sound the same. The beat's the same. Come on. When I was doing it,
right.
Raw, no. When you do it, be original. Everything. I don't want to sound like you. I want to sound like me. I'm going to be that original. Now I want to be, boom. Everybody sound the same. So it's kind of, that was like that. So I got to go with everybody on that with a no.
All right. Mr. Raw, shut it down.
Heard it all before. Not going to be able to do it. Not going to be able to do it.
All right, that's what it is. Shark out the bait. Door it goes. All right, out the door it goes. Time to clean up.
Ahoy, matey. This is Black Caesar X, and we hanging with DJ Sincere in the dirty basement. Man overboard. Shark attack. Shark attack.
You know what I need? You know what I need? All right, I need a splash sound effect. I need the splash, all right? Mr. Roy, we need a splash when they hit the water.
Definitely a big one. All right, I'm gonna research that. Yeah, go ahead. You're like, maybe even some yelling as it goes down.
You know what I mean? Right, how could you, right? How could you? I'm sorry, no, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Don't mind me. I'm sorry, don't mind me. Don't mind me. My bad. All right. I said I was going to be behaving, bro. Yeah, I did say I was going to behave. We got two more. Huh?
Comes with the territory.
Yeah, I do suppose. All right. We got two more joints today on deck. Next artist goes by the name of Reuben Vincent, and the song is called Big Bank. Let's check it out. See if he's worth the while. Let's go.
It's got talent. Front line bustin' for the back end, I'm on Mike Jones, bustin' on me back then, huh? Talk a lot, pippin' with back then, huh? Not a pocket beat, this Tony Brat then, huh? Yeah, ridin' around town in that big body G with the P, but the C gotta spread out the bread in it, bitch. Play with me, I'ma let out the lid in it, bitch. She get tight because heavy the head out this bitch, okay. Okay. Big bang don't take bubba. Big bang don't take bubba. Big bang don't take bubba. I got plenty demand, we must charge. The residuals in our small talk. Big bank don't take bubba. Big bank don't take bubba. Finger itching on the band, need Benadryl. Been shit, think my shit need penicillin. Niggas see the die here, let it be the villain. Growing up, I used to wanna be like P. Miller. No limit on my take, 10 toes in it. Like niggas that's afraid to lose, never know winning. And niggas who ask for the hoe, don't get no hoes in it. And niggas who don't know no code, they be code switching. It's like the more on my mind, I get more being in. More my own mama, I'm so sinning. Same prospects turned into gorillas. Still shoot for elbow, but it's no Lillard. No fit if I start from the boy, mama high head son. No abide by law, Mr. Officer. They gon' try to divide, they could conquer some. But I'm probably live with the off shit, huh? From the bottom to the top of the target. Box swing target, shit is not an option, huh? Strike like Pelé, Tim Way at George.
All right, the artist goes by the name of Reuben Vincent. The song is called Big Bank. All right, Marco, what do you think about the song?
Yo, I'm going to wake up in cold sweats after this song, man. I'm going to be scared as shit. Yo, I don't know. That song is spooky, man. It's too scary for me, yo. So I give it a no. I'm scared out of my area. I don't like that song. That song is spooky,
why,
man.
Made it
just, come on, man.
What made it spooky to you?
The way it's flowing, it was the flow. They started doing it. It's crazy. I don't even want to hear about it. I don't even want to think about it. It has style. It has style. I'm being silly. I'm feeling silly right now, but at the same time, it was scary. You know what I'm saying? I don't like that song. I put that in one of the scary hip hop. You know what I'm saying? It just made me think. I give it a no because of that. You know what I'm saying? But
all right.
It was flowing. It was a flow. It was style. It was definitely a style.
No, I haven't seen anybody else, you know, tap into what you tapped into. I think, what's your thoughts on this particular thing?
Well, I think it has some potential. So if he works a little bit harder at it, I'll give it a go this time.
Okay, a little bit. His delivery as far as what?
Yeah, I mean, everything seemed to go okay, but it didn't really grab me, but I think there's an audience for it.
Yeah, I mean, I see in the delivery, and I think if he made that, I think if he, shuffled that beat a little bit more, gave it, like a slight, maybe some island type of a, just like the way that the stab goes, you know what I'm saying, to give it that kind
of,
so I can almost hear it, you know what I mean, so, yeah, he tweaked it a little bit, the song could definitely go, so, all right, let me see what the other folks say about this song. All right, Black Caesar, what do you say?
Hey, can you hear me there? Can you hear me?
Yeah, there you go. Yes, sir.
All right, the Sharks are acting up. Man overboard.
That's a man overboard.
That thing sounded so silly. You got the Sharks all acting up, acting crazy.
All right, the Sharks are getting nervous. They're getting excited. They're looking forward to another one.
You got greedy sharks, man. You talk to greedy. It might sound okay to some audiences. The Sharks are looking to find out, can they eat the audience too?
I will tell them to calm down. You got to calm down. All right, my man Black Caesar is shutting that one down. All right, let me see what A1 thinks about it. A1, what's your thoughts on this song?
I thought you threw the nigga overboard already.
Oh, you thought it went overboard already? Wow. Okay,
yeah,
right, that's not
good.
All right, that's what it is. I'm a man. He's like, nope. I thought it was already a done deal. Mr. Roy, you get the final word.
Give that man a life preserver.
Give him a life preserver and say good luck.
That's it.
Good luck. Okay. All right, that's what it is. All right, we got to, the Sharks are being well-fed this week. They're definitely being well-fed this week. All right, we got one more song, all right, and today's going on. All right, this one comes from our own A1. All right, this is him alongside of NFL Dread, and this song is called Resistance. All right, let's check this one out, and let's see what it do. Going on.
Yes. All right. Hey, yo, June, why you fuck their hair like this, man?
How could I miss what I resist? That knock at the door ain't the same as before. How could I miss something like this? That knock at the door ain't the same as before. Thank you.
All right, that's A1 featuring NFL Dread, and the song is called Resistance. All right, let me go to Black Caesar first for this feedback. Black Caesar, what do you think about the song?
Okay, now that sounded good by A1, but I'm going to tell you what I had to do. I was listening on the phone, and it just didn't make it. You really need good equipment to listen to this one. It's got a good beat, good flow to it, good arrangement. I kind of like that one.
Okay. All right, he's on board with it. All right, let me see a Big Market thing. Big Market, what do you say?
I like it. It sounds like a song. It sounds like a song, I got to say. That sounds like a song. It sounds like a down-to-earth, somebody, a real person singing a song. I like it.
Okay. All right, let's keep it going. K-Swiss, what do you say?
I like it because it was different. You know, it just gave me two different vibes, first with the singing and that. The intro was dope. And then when you added the rap part to it, it's like, yeah, I like that, you know, so I'll give it a go.
Okay. All right. All right, Mr. Roy, you get the last word.
Ain't I biased?
Are you?
Wouldn't we say that? Like, that's A1. That's my man. So, you know, I definitely love the melodicness of it, and it was a different pace. It wasn't trappish. It had its own lane that you had to figure out what you call that rock rap, or is that rap rock? You know what I'm saying? You know, I like the fact that you had to say that is something different than what I was expecting to hear normally. So, with him throwing his deep baritone voice on the hook, A1. That's a go for me. You know that's one man. I liked it.
All right. Okay. All right. No doubt. All right. Let's get it. All right, A1. There you have it. All right. You got another joint on your hands. The folks is vibing with you.
Definitely, man. I appreciate the love. I also thank everybody for giving me the honest feedback, man. You know, and Mr. Raw is kind of biased because he the first one that heard it. You know what I mean? He the first one that heard it. But the reason why I wanted this song to touch bases with and get different feedback is because I'm definitely about to drop the mixtape, the whole mixtape. I'm definitely about to drop that. So I just, and, you know, you guys definitely helped me with the songs that I'm going to put on the mixtape. And songs I'm not going to put on the mixtape. So I definitely appreciate you guys, definitely, for your honest feedback. And I always love Dirty Basement for definitely airing the songs and giving me the feedback. Definitely, thank you.
All right. That's what's up. That's what we're here for. So I just keep making good music. And that's it. All right, my man A1. I got another one on his hand. So looking forward to the coming mixtape. When do you anticipate releasing that?
Early summer. I'm definitely about to get with a few people as far as promoting it in the next week or two. So we're definitely about to get that jumping. You know what I mean? Definitely going to reach back out to you as far as some of the things we talked about. So, yeah, early summer is definitely going to drop. I got a couple of bangers on there, you know, the whole team. Definitely shout out the whole A&D Corp team. You know what I mean? They always on top of their game. Love them for that. And like I said, you know, I can't do it without y'all. You know what I mean?
All right. That's what it is. All right. Big shout out to my dude, A1, once again. All right. Big shout out to all y'all helping us out with this week's edition of the Go or No. All right. Now that we have concluded that, I got this great joint on deck that A1 was talking about a little bit earlier. All right, I was looking for this record, so now I found it. All right, so here we are. I try to tell you, boy, not a record in the city I can't get. Not a record in the city I can't get if I want it. All right, so we got this now. All right, and this is called Drop and Give Me 50. All right, Drop and Give Me 50. So let's check this one out. I'll give this a close ear. All right, let's see what Drake was spitting, if he was coming out with it, hitting with the subliminals, or what's going on. All right, let's check it out.
know because I'm big in Japan. I'm the hit maker y'all depend on. Tough on record in my city, it was friend zone. You won't never take no chain off of us. How the fuck you been stepping with a size 7 men's on? It's a bark with a bite, nigga, what's up? I know my picture on the wall when y'all took up. Extortion, baby, whole career, you been shook up. The top, so you dropping, give me 50 like some push-ups. Your last one, brick, you really not on shit. They make excuses for you cause they hate to see me lit. Pull your contract cause we gotta see the split. Hey, the way you doing splits, bitch, your pants might rip. You better do that motherfucking show inside the bitty. Maroon 5 need a verse, you better make it witty. Then we need a verse for the Swifties. Top stage drop, you better drop and give them 50. Pip squeak pipe down, you ain't in no big three. SZA got you white down, Travis got you white down, Savage got you white down. Like your label, boy, you in a scope right now. And you gon' feel the aftermath of what I write down. I'm at the top of the mountain, so you tight now. Just to have to talk with your ass, I had to hike down. Big difference between Mike then and Mike now. What the fuck is this, a 20v1, nigga? What's a prince to a king? He a son, nigga. I get more love in the city that you from, nigga. Metro, shut your whole ass up and make some drums, nigga. Yeah, I'm a sick god, I'm a front runner. Y'all nigga manage your chugs, little blunt runner. Clean the six and you boys ain't even come from it. And when you boys got rich, you had to run from it. Cash blowing, able bread out here tricking. Shit we do for bitches, he doing for niggas. Jet switch, change, wicked, wicked, wicked. Spinning like you tryna fuck, boy, you tripping. Drizzy tipping down, probably got your bitch in nail. I just got him done, boy, don't make me at the tipping nail. Rolling live stage, I was turned, that was slick as hell. Lucky that your dog, Lil Ben, doesn't kiss and tell. Hugging kissing, man, don't tell me about no switches. I be rocking every fucking chain I own next visit. I be with some bodyguards like Whitney. Top stage, drop your little midget ass. Better fucking pain. Better drop and give me 50. Ay, drop and give me 50. Drop and give me 50. Niggas really got me out here talking like I'm 50. Ay. Niggas really got me out here rapping what I'm living. I might take a latest girl and cuff her like I'm Ricky. Can't believe he jumping in, this nigga turning 50. Every song that made it on the chart, he got from Drizzy. Worry about whatever going on with you and huh. Hey, shout out to the hooper that be busting out the gritty. I know why you mad, nigga, I ain't even tripping. I ain't even rapping after this, I'm way too busy. This for all the top dogs, drop and give me 50. And that fucking song y'all got is not starting beef with us. This shit been brewing in a pot, now I'm heating up. I don't care what Cole think, that dot shit was weak as fuck. Champagne tripping, he is not fucking easing up. Nigga caught a top to see a top, wanna piece it up. Top, wanna piece it up, top, wanna piece it up. Nah, pussy, now you on your own when you speaking up. You done rolled deep to this, it's not fucking deep enough. They in cost a knot, where you not fucking beating us. Numbers wise, I'm out of here, you not fucking creeping up. Money wise, I'm out of here, you not fucking sneaking up. Corn by your show money, merch money, feed us. I'ma let you niggas work it out because I've seen enough. This ain't even everything I know, don't wake the demon up. This ain't even everything I know, don't wake the demon up. Drop and give me 50, all you fuck niggas teaming up. What? What? Teaming up with all of y'all, falling like some dominoes. Bros turning hoes, dog, like I ain't got enough of those. I can't wait to see how far you niggas get to reaching now. This the closest thing you niggas getting to a feature now. Backpedal gang, cause a few of y'all been reaching out. Y'all drew the line, what the fuck we gotta speak about? Get your fucking head tapped, you niggas get to peeking out. You had a song for 4 years, drop that shit or shut your mouth.
Shut your mouth, nigga.
It's me twice in my big three, I had to leave you out.
Fucking dumbass, nigga.
All right, well, there you have it. All right, that's Drake. All right, that's Drop and Give Me 50. All right, I'll say one thing. All right, he definitely, definitely threw J. Cole over to the Sharks. All right, definitely threw J. Cole over to the Sharks. All right, on that one. All right, Mr. Raw, did you catch any bars in particular?
There was a few, and I was like, you know what? I guess he's looking at it like, you know, which how you should look at it. You know, every man for themselves when it comes to bars, man, when it comes to songs, when it comes to fight backs, you can't really speak for your man, especially if that's not your team member. If he's not, like, a member of the Locks, you know, that three-man team, then I can't be held accountable to say anything pertaining to him. Him and J. Cole was never really, like, a teammate, so they was okay, but when it came down to it, he's going to have to defend himself and step up and put his best foot forward. So you know, let's see what comes from that. Let's see.
Okay. All right, that's what it is. I guess we'll see what the future holds as far as that goes. So, yeah, just wanted to get that one out there. All right, since that's, you know, part of the conversation, you know what I'm saying? At least it gives, a little bit of, it's funny to say, but at least it gives a bit of a distraction, you know what I'm saying? At least we have the music for the music instead of the music artist involved in, you know, court cases and different kind of drama and such. You know what I mean? So we definitely, at least we could have some, at least we could have some fun, all right, with the music and, watch them go back and forth with each other and have some entertainment as far as that goes, all right? But, Mr. Roy, have you managed to, see any of the latest of battle rap? You know, battle rap has kind of, like, slowed down a little bit, in some kind of ways, the whole big bag era seems to be over, Smack even said so, said the whole big bag era is over.
Yeah, they're saying that it's like they're trying to stop it. To me, they'll never stop it because there's always going to be little independent dudes with a little small arena doing their thing and battling. They're never going to stop battle rap. But the big bag arena.
Not battle rap, but, the big bag, as far as, rappers being able to, come in and get,
Nobody's going to get car money again. Nobody's going to get enough that you could buy a car. Nobody's going to get that big, I heard outrageous numbers, and I've never believed that come on, $75,000 for a rattle. I never believed that it was that much money. And I was like, that's incredible amount of money to say, I could battle somebody and just stick to battling. It's crazy. The game is still what we want. I still love it. I still want to see it. I still want to see people who's in amongst the battlefield flourishing and sustaining their stature and sharpening their pen. It's always good. I love seeing new people coming in thinking they just as hot as who's already been there and try to test somebody and then get their food fed to them. I love seeing that. But the big battles, okay. But I hope that means because the big battles are over, the big bags are over, we're not going to see some of our top leading dudes because they're going to feel like if I'm not getting enough money, you can't, I ain't going to battle.
Well, I don't think that's going to be the case. I think, ironically, you might see them maybe even a little bit more because now they're going to have to make up that deficit. You know what I'm saying? You can't just do, say, one battle and get, say, $10,000. You know what I'm saying? You might have to do three or four or five battles to get that $10,000 now. So you might see them battling, maybe even a little bit more often than they were before. That's like another way of looking at it. I saw a couple of battles, speaking of this, and they were on what would definitely be considered, I don't think it was on a URL, but I think they were on some smaller league. I saw a couple of good battles. You might want to see if you could, pull them up some kind of which way. Danny Myers versus MyVerse. All right, I don't know if you're familiar with MyVerse, the female battle rapper, MyVerse, but check that battle up. That battle out if you can. Danny Myers against her, very entertaining battle. All right, I was definitely pleasantly surprised at MyVerse, and what, the fight that she put up against Danny. It was a very good battle. And then another one that I was shocked to see, all right, that was very entertaining also, was Tay Rock against Prep. So if you have a chance to see either one of those, I would, recommend those two that I've seen most recently that I could say, those two are, competitive. They were definitely competitive. Prep, I was definitely surprised, I didn't think that it was supposed to be that competitive. So, he definitely did his thing in that battle.
That's what I got to look into that. Then I need to see a good battle. I like to see the men against women, because sometimes they may think that the women can't hang and they can't hold out and they can't sustain. But there's some women, man. There's some women that the men better watch it, because they really are aggressive. They really do their thing. They study their bars. They got some freestyle skills. You know?
Well, speaking of that, here's another recent battle, since you brought that up. Another recent battle that I saw was Miss Hustle against Chess. All right, that was another recent battle.
Mm.
And I gotta tell you, you know what I'm saying? Miss Hustle was, you know, messing them up. She was, you know what I'm saying? She was kind of fucking them up. Because, you know,
what?
You know how Chess is. Yeah, she was kind of fucking them up. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, Chess was fucking up too, you know what I'm saying, in a bad way. Because, you know, he's doing his burping thing, and, you know what I'm saying, he got a drink, you know what I'm saying, he's doing all of that, you know, because, you know, he's prone to, you know, crash out and whatnot. He's prone for that. You know, he's crashed out at battles before and had to, hurl and shit, you know what I mean? So, you know what I'm saying? But he was doing the whole burping thing in the first round. So, you know what I'm saying? You could say that he definitely lost the first round. But he had some, you know what I'm saying? Now, he came back. He had some balls in the second and the third. But, you know, I would say that, he probably lost that battle. You know what I'm saying? I mean, he even says it, you know, in the battle that he, you know, conceded the first round. You know what I'm saying? He said, well, I know I'm going to win this 2-1. You know what I'm saying? Because he know he lost the first round. But I don't know. I guess it could be 2-1 either way. It could be 2-1 either way. But I think I have to watch it again. But on first watch, I would lean into one Hustle. You know what I'm saying? On first watch.
Yeah, I met Hustle when she first started out. We met Hustle when she first started out.
Back in the day.
Back in the day.
Yeah, the Pyramid Club. Yeah, they shut it down. Pyramid's not there no more. They shut it down. I think COVID killed the Pyramid.
Matter of fact,
was it Pyramid or was it Bowery Poetry Lounge? It might have been Bowery Poetry Lounge,
yeah,
but
it was
one of the places.
It was the Bowery. Because I took outside, and that's, you know what I do.
Right.
Once I seen that, she was not bad looking, and then she spit. I said, yo, let's go outside. And I had two of my union little pups with me, and they were loving that. They was like, what? We went outside, and we had like about three or four cyphers, and she was good. And she was trying to get at Nicki Minaj at that time, too. She was going. She had her little style down pat and the whole nine yards, and she had promise. I saw promise in her, and I was like, yo, this chick is gonna do her thing if she don't stop. And I watched her flourish and grow with it, you know what I'm saying? And she took L's, but she gave L's too. I give her that much. I've seen the growth. So I appreciate when I
Yeah, you know, we definitely, you know, pass by and pass through and associated with a lot of folks over the years, you know what I'm saying? A lot of folks over the years that we have, you know, affiliations and memories and all different kind of things with. So, yeah, that's what's up. Big shout out to Miss Hustle. All right. So, yeah, definitely saw that battle recently. And you might want to check that one out too, Mr. Roy. You got to get up to speed on these battles, Mr. Roy. You got to get up to speed, man, so I can have, you know, some conversations about these things with you. And you can be like, yeah, man, so-and-so, such-and-such, yeah, that was whack. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We got to get you up to speed on, you know what I'm saying? We got to get you up to speed on this stuff.
It's
so
it says Chess choked on Hustle. He said Hustle bullied Chess. They going in. They talking
okay.
about it. So definitely.
Okay, there you go. All right, see, there you go. So you know what I'm talking about. There you go. All right, so you might want to, you know, see what some of the feedback was, so you know I'm telling you the truth right there. She was kind of getting on him. She was getting on him. You know what I'm saying? For real, so... yeah, because, you know, Hustle's a tall girl. She a big girl, you know what I'm saying? She a big, strong girl, so
yeah.
She definitely can hold her own in the battle ring. So, No doubt about that. So, yeah. So, yeah, big shout out to everybody who came through and rocked out with us today. Helped me out with this edition of Going No. I had a real good show. I appreciate all of y'all. All right, make sure y'all come through tomorrow for my dude, DJ Itchy Pomona. He will be in the building, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 5 p.m. for my people on the West Coast, because, you know, that's where he's based at right now. He has a guest that's scheduled to be in the building. And I'm sorry I don't have the young lady's name in front of me. I had her Instagram, but it escapes me right now. But she's actually a wellness practitioner. She deals with health and healing and life coaching and all such manner of things. You might want to tap in with her tomorrow. I, along with my dude, DJ Itchy Pomona, see what she's talking about. See what she has to say and offer. She might have some good ideas, some good advice that maybe you could apply to what it is that you're doing with yourself and with your life and your endeavors. You know what I mean? So DJ Itchy Pomona, the Retro Future Show right here on Dirty Basement Radio tomorrow, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. All right, Mr. Roy, any last words before we get on out of here?
Man, just... like I said, tune in every week. Man, the more people, the more merrier, the more fun we have. And stay tuned to the university. You never know what's going to go on down. So everybody enjoy the weekend. Stay blessed and stay safe. Peace.
All right, no doubt. All right, big shout out to my dude Black Caesar in the building. All right, big shout out to Chase Swiss. All right, and a big shout out to A1. All right, another hot joint. We're going to close it down with that. Only right. It's only right. All right, A1 alongside of NFL Dread. This is Resistance. Y'all think can't be safe. Peace.
Peace.
Yes. All right.
Ayo, June, why you fuck the hell like this, man?
How could I miss what I resist? That knock at the door ain't the same as before. How could I miss something like this? That knock at the door ain't the same as before. Oh, I don't even know what caused the attraction. But this ain't love, 'cause love is an action. And I'm way too old.